It's John Wineland, and I want to talk about anger, specifically how to transmute a woman's anger, even rage, even possibly rage directed at you, into love and trust, appreciation, and even deep turn on in many ways. And there's a few steps to doing this, and I'll outline those in a second, but basically what happens is when a woman feels felt, seen, and heard on a very deep level, especially the felt piece, amazing things happen. There's a level of trust, there's a level of intimacy that starts to develop. And I think what most men have been trained, either culturally or over the course of years, or just because their nervous systems aren't strong enough to handle it, is to avoid a woman's anger, a woman's resentment, a woman's even annoyance. I find a lot of men get annoyed at their women's annoyance. And what the truth of the matter is that anger and rage, especially, you know, really strong emotions, are beautiful portals into the depth of your partner's heart, the depth of what, you know, what's really going on with them. Because anger is always the secondary emotion to either fear or grief. And so if you can hold the anger and work with anger, you're going to actually find a way to connect really deeply with your partner's heart and create real trust versus putting it on her to figure it out herself. That's one I hear a lot. And or avoiding it, right? Or another one I hear a lot is she gets abusive. Or she'll get, she gets out of control. Well, probably after years of not feeling felt, seen, and heard, she's pretty pissed. So these are all things that are really consistent, persistent issues in relationship, maybe in somebody that you're intimately related with now. So let me go through the steps here of how to take a woman's anger, even rage, and turn it into deep trust and love. So the first step is to get aware. Right? And that just requires a certain level of courage, generosity, meditative awareness, and just the ability to feel when your partner's and something's brewing under the surface. Most of us can feel this. We just kind of avoid it, right? Men especially. And I like to encourage men to be like ferrets, you know, be like a resentment ferret, like ferret out the things that are, you know, causing your partner to be closed or annoyed or angry or mistrustful, right? All of those things, because nothing stops intimacy in its tracks a couple that has resentments, annoyances, mistrust, and judgments. And so part of, I think, the masculine job in a relationship is to really ferret these things out. Like, let's clean the space. Let's keep the space between us really clean. And that's, in my opinion, a man's, largely a man's job in relationship, is to be aware of that. So the first step is to ferret these things out, like really find out, baby, I can feel something's up. Like, am I making that up, or is there really something bothering you? Or I'm getting the sense you're mad at me about something. I'm happy to hear it, but what's going on? Or you feel really bothered about something else. Maybe there's something in the real world that's bothering her. Am I making that up, or is there something really bothering you, my love? Right? All of those ways are ways to just kind of gently coax it out of them. You know, what's going on? What's bothering them? And so once you've done that, now you need to create a container. The second step is, let's create a container for holding those emotions and working with those emotions. The container I love the best is just a good old-fashioned Imago dialogue. And so this is sort of a framework of that. You can learn more about it by reading anything on Imago therapy. It's called the intentional dialogue, but this is sort of my version of it. And the first piece is that you allow your partner, you give them free rein to say what they need to say. Periodically, you're going to stop them and repeat back word for word as much as possible what you're hearing. Like, I hear that you're mad at me. So what I get is that you're mad at me because I didn't do what I said I was going to do. Did I get it? Baby, am I right? Is there more? And you let her get all of these things out. Yes, there was. You didn't do what you said you were going to do. And it was like just like the time before, you did the same thing. And so you let her get it out. Is there more? Did I get it? So you're constantly repeating those things so that it occurs in her nervous system like she's really being listened to. And you are really listening to her, even though you might not agree with everything she says. You're giving her the generosity of your listening. And then when she's done, and you say, is there any more? She'll say no. The first thing you say is, all right, that makes sense. Like, I understand why that would bother you. I understand why you'd be mad. That makes sense that you're mad. So that makes sense, man. It is a beautiful, those three words really make a massive difference. Right up there with, I heard Brian Reeves talked about, I got it. Well, I got it is one. That makes sense. is another one that is really great, three words. And it, what you're basically saying is, it's okay for you to be upset. Like, I'm not gonna, you're not crazy. Like, you're upset, you're human, you're not crazy. And so just doing that tends to relax somebody. So the first rule, you don't make anybody wrong for how they feel, and the way to do that is really simply, that makes sense. And then the third piece, which is the hardest piece for a lot of men, a lot of people in general, is to put yourself in the person's shoes, especially hard if they're mad at you, right? So, but this is the quintessential practice makes perfect, fake it till you make it kind of practice, because as you learn to really try your best to put yourself in your partner's shoes, you actually start to feel like their experience is more important than yours. It's a really deep and beautiful spiritual practice when you can say, all right, how you're feeling about this is more important to me now than whether I agree with it, right? So you literally put yourself in their shoes and you relay the impact back. Like, wow, I imagine that when I didn't do what I said I was gonna do, I imagine that that really disappointed you. Like, I can imagine that you lose trust in me, and that must make you feel horrible. I can imagine that if you can't trust me to keep my word, then, you know, how can you trust me to do anything, right? Or I can imagine that if I said I'm gonna do something and I let you down, I can imagine that would be really sad for you, really disappointing. So feel that you're actually feeling the impact on her. And in doing that, you create this really beautiful, you know, bubble of trust, so she can bring you anything she needs to bring you. You can hear it, you validate it, you can empathize with it. And the reaction's often quite magical and quite deep and profound, because what you're sub-communicating on all kinds of levels is, A, I can take anything that you can bring me, my love, and I can hold it in a really safe container for you. B, I can feel you. Like, I can really feel how much pain you're in. And I'm not just kind of intellectualizing it, but I'm really feeling how much pain you're in. And C, you're communicating that you're not going to let her get away with avoiding the things that are really important. Like, you're on it. You're paying attention to the subtle things that will erode the fabric of trust and love in your relationship. It's just a really beautiful sub-communication of leadership. So that's the second step, is to create that container and practice about hearing your woman's emotions. It's really profound for many men too. I mean, obviously this can be reversed. And then the third piece, which is a little different take on how to deal with you know, anger and upset, is to play with it. Right? Not make it about you. You know, who knows why she's in a bad mood? Who knows why she's annoyed? It might not be you. It might be something in the world. And so to not make it about yourself, to actually go to her and say, baby, I can see you're upset about something. Come on, tell me, what's up? And then to sit there and listen to it, not try to fix it, but listen to it. What else? Oh my God, that must've been horrible. Like, oh, you worked so hard. Like, that must've really been horrible. And to, what else, baby? What else do you got? What else is in there? And really, once again, hear it. Not try to fix it, which is the tendency for most men, but victory really means hearing it, empathizing with it, feeling how much anxiety or stress or upset it causes her. Like, wow, you worked really hard on that. I can imagine that feels like shit. It feels horrible to not be, you know, to work so hard on that and have it taken away, or whatever the outside world is doing, you know, to your partner, or another person is doing to your partner. So again, there's that awareness of finding out what's going on and then making yourself a safe space for it. And then finally, what can be done, oftentimes, takes a little more art, but oftentimes moods are met with, you know, a woman's bad mood is met with a man's, like, you know, rising up to meet that mood, right? Because men take it personally, men get alpha, all kinds of things happen, right? So I think the thing that the most artful way I've seen of working with just moods or just sort of nastiness in general is to play with it, like, feel the difference between, don't be a brat. Come over here, you brat. I love it when you're bratty like that. Feel the difference between that and don't be a bitch. Why are you being so bitchy? Why are you taking it out on me? It's not my problem, right? So feel the difference between, you know, brattiness. It's the same thing. You're acknowledging she's upset about something and you're playing with it, right? Now obviously sometimes, you know, people are genuinely upset and they need to have that really clean container, but so often guys get so bent out of shape when women get mad versus playing with it. Come over here, come tell me how mad you are at me. Come sit on my lap and tell me how mad you are. I even have guys like, you know, like, go ahead, you can hit me, take it out of me, punch me in the shoulder, what's up? Like, you can play with it and have some fun with it and make it kind of sexy, make it kind of playful. It's a trickier thing to do, it takes a little practice, but it's definitely not out of the realm of possibility, and it just lightens the mood up. when oftentimes people get into this loop, couples will get into the loop of one gets angry, the other has to meet it with anger or indignance or feigned disrespectedness, you know, and there's a much easier way to deal with it. So just to recapsulate here, the best way to deal with anger, with a woman's anger, is to A, be aware that it, you know, when it's there versus avoiding it. Even if it's not the right time, you can say, wow, baby, I feel like something's going up. Can we talk about it tonight? Can we create some time to talk about what's up? Two, you want to create a container that's safe and a practice for hearing her, you know, validating what she's saying and literally empathizing what it must be like to be here in this. And then the third piece is, you know, is also realize that not every mood is directed squarely at your manhood, right, and how you're doing. So a lot of times guys will take these things personally and really find ways to get playful with it, artful with it, have fun with it, as much as possible. You know, it's better to attempt to, you know, lighten another's mood with love and play than to, you know, come up with sort of, you know, get your hackles up. If you can do this, they're especially being able to hold space for a woman's true upset. There's really tremendous benefits, sexual benefits, intimacy benefits. You can, you know, she'll trust you more, she'll feel closer to you, she'll be more turned on by you. But the real benefit is that you clear the space that's between you two. You make sure that there's no resentments and no miscommunications, no judgments. And I always like to, you know, to encourage men that, you know what, if your woman's got a judgment against you, you should hear it. You should be able to show that, all right, if you're judging me about something, come on, baby, tell me what it is. All right, that makes sense. You might have a response to it, of course you might, but at least you're not making her wrong for how she feels. That is the number one rule, to not make a woman wrong for how she feels, to make it okay for her to have strong, intense emotions, and then to feel what's beneath that and create intimacy in that way. I work a lot with couples and with men, sort of teaching men about working with this stuff. So if you need to reach me, my information's below. But I hope this has been helpful. Give it a try. See if any of these practices, any of these sort of new ways of being, open some new opportunities for you. And of course, you can always contact me if you need to.